Well, after an executive committee meeting, it was unanimously decided that given Liberia's position, previous positions on matters, the closest that we can get to achieving our goals through another candidate other than ourselves is Prince Ali. You've seen that he has opposed the system. He has he is the only one that has been able to challenge President Blatter. Before all these people are coming around here talking about change, he was talking about change, so we thought that he's the right person.
We understood you also communicated with presidents of various football associations. What did you say to them in your communication?
I was trying to tell them that the responsibility is on us to change FIFA. The responsibility is on us to make a right decision that will change the fortune of the game. Africa has for long been, you know, on the sideline, and we should put ourselves in the front. And this is the best ever opportunity. And I believe, and I'm very, very sure, having spoken with over 26 members of our continent's association federations, I believe that a right decision will be made.
What Ali brings to the table?
He brings what we have always wanted. He brings change, he brings boldness, he brings good governance, and he brings transparency. And that's what we need.
In your communication, you talk about he trying to bring some values to the game instead of depending on mere handouts, that sometimes some of these promises, the resources can be nowhere for in FIFA. It's going to help with commercialization and make you and generate your own money.
This is the problem for Africa. We've always looked out to handouts. Now, you know, sitting with Prince Ali and asking him about his agenda for the continent, it was clear that what he wants to do is to introduce commercial football in Africa to ensure that the continent is self-sufficient and that every association has a fair share of whatever commercial activity that is going on within the continent.
So those are the reasons why you think you are supporting him and urging the other 26 countries to support him?
Yes, and I believe that they hear me. I believe that they hear me, and they hear me very loud and clearly.
So what's your message to people around the world as you go to the FIFA Congress this month?
Let us change the way football is. Let us not allow football to go back into the hands of those who have brought us where we are today. And the only person standing today that can do that is Prince Ali.